to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a globally recognized fitness and nutrition expert, personal trainer to celebrities. He's been featured on many TV shows, including The Today Show and Good Morning America. He's the fitness editor-at-large of Shape Magazine and contributing editor for Men's Fitness and celebrity fitness editor for Star and OK Magazines and advisory board member for Muscle and Fitness. Here to show us how to stay fit and healthy through the holidays, welcome Jay Cardiello. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Jay, that's quite a resume you have.
Well, thank you so much, and again, it's an honor to be on your show, and I'm great to share some wisdom with especially the holidays.
Yeah. Well, I will, you know, you definitely walk the talk, and with the average person estimated to gain 10 pounds during the holidays, how can we not become a statistic?
Dr. Dave, it is amazing. I mean, just thinking alone, the average person, Thanksgiving, ingests roughly 4,500 calories just on Thanksgiving alone.
Wow.
And that's not even including the alcoholic beverages that people may be taking. And they actually have shown that people eat between Thanksgiving and New Year's roughly about 120,000 calories. That's the average person. So it is hard,
wow,
especially with the stress, and we're finding less and less time to implement exercise. And there are so many ways, and it's just a simple thing as standing on one leg while you're brushing your teeth. I mean, it creates symmetry in the hips. It works on a unilateral basis, so you're increasing balance and posterior strength. Also, too simple, I always think about things when we talk about fitness, especially over the holidays. It's basically, in a sense, changing your life without changing your lifestyle. You're implementing things that make sense, like dancing first thing in the morning, or contracting between your glute and abdominal region while you're standing in line, or driving. So simple things really make people benefit.
Simple. Or dancing on one leg, dancing on one leg while you're brushing your teeth.
I will do that tonight. That does sound great. You benefit cardio and
that is interesting. That's interesting. I love the one leg. I've never heard of that, but that would make sense because you're actually working your core muscles too, because you're trying to balance yourself. So that would really work quite a few muscles.
Of course, and if you think about it, that's one of the first things that people lose as we age is balance. So
right,
the more that we can implement unilateral training, simply standing on one leg, and a great thing, too, is actually the bed. It's called proprioception training. It's a great unstable surface that people can perform planks or push-ups or in a sense, just stay in a push-up position or plank position and hold that for 30 to 60 seconds each morning before they get out of bed.
Wow. And, you know, you said the magic two words, 30 or 60 seconds. See, people always use, I don't have enough time as an excuse.
Sure.
And you know, you've worked with some of today's busiest actors, musicians, models, athletes. Certainly, if they can find the time, a soccer mom juggling a full-time job can find the time.
Of course. And I'm a parent myself. We have a beautiful 19-month-old. His name is Max. And as we do get older and we do have children coming into our life, which is definitely a blessing, time is shortened. So what I always tell people is, as opposed to making that time that you have to separate 30 seconds and here's what I'm going to do, you can actually implement it while your day is in normal activity. And certain things, like before you get out of bed in the morning, perform some things in bed or wear your gym clothes to bed. And especially, I always think about colors. Colors have a very big impact on our psyche. And such colors as red and orange actually help stimulate the body. They have shown studies that they do open up the capillaries and they do increase stamina. So actually wearing your gym clothes to bed can actually put you in a better chance to do some strength training or cardiovascular training just a few short minutes right after you first awake in the morning.
Right, that makes that sense. Plus, you know, you're already dressed. No excuse. I got to put the gym clothes on, then undress and go dress again to go to work. That's interesting. Yeah, that's some time. You know, what about you? You know, you mentioned about this Thanksgiving. I'm still shocked. I had no clue it was that many calories that you eat. And a lot of people, what do they do after Thanksgiving? They just sit on the couch or fall asleep. That's got to be even worse. What should people do to prepare for those holidays? So many people wait till January 1st, and by then, isn't it kind of like missing the boat? They've already gained the 10 or 12 pounds?
Well, exactly. You pointed some very poignant statements out there. There are certain things even before the holidays start, and I'm a true believer in food. I feel that food is 80% of what helps people in a sense achieve their wellness and fitness goals. It's all based upon food. No hour in the gym can combat, you know, the other 23 other hours that we're awake or functioning. So I always say it starts first with the food, but it also before that, if we regress backwards, we really should focus on implementing proper sleep, because anything less than the 6 hours can really play havoc on our hormone balance, but it can cause us to, if you think about it, those days when you're in college and you were studying, you're staying up late, you're not going to say, I like a grilled chicken salad. You're saying, I'm going to go out and have fast food. So we always have to think about proper sleep. And the next thing that we should really focus on is hydration. And staying hydrated is a natural combat to help us avoid overindulging. And I would say a simple rule is drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. So if you're 100 pounds, that's 50 ounces of water. And that may sound like a lot, but if you think about how much water your body makes up in your body, it can not only boost your immune system, help you fight fatigue, make you feel energized, help you with a better skin, but in a sense can avoid the overindulging in the food. And then next, when we think about food, if you're getting ready to go to someone's house, I always say people prepare before the meal. Maybe if you know you're going into a situation where there's not going to be healthy food, then make a dish of healthy food when you arrive at, say, a relative's house, and then that you know that you have your go-to food choice. Number two is be hydrated before you sit down. And if you're in a situation where you're at the table, do your best. You can switch to your non-dominant hand. Say if you're a right-handed person, eat with your left. That'll slow the amount of food that's actually incorporated into your
that's
meal.
Interesting.
And what that does is actually tells the brain that you're full. I mean, in a sense, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes for the mind to realize that you're full. Slowing the speed down, you're ingesting less calories. And also,
right, you mentioned,
funny one, but really works, is wear fitted clothes to any Thanksgiving party. People wear loose clothes and sweatpants, and they eat to the room of their clothes. Wearing tighter clothes or fitted clothes, or in a sense dressing up for the celebration, you're less likely to indulge, because then you have to unloosen the belt, and you're not going to have much room for your stomach to expand. So certain things like that could really make the difference.
Those are great points. You know, a lot of people sit down and they loosen their belt and unsnap the button, and then they get ready to eat. And like you said, don't do that. Bring it there. Okay. And you mentioned, you know, be hydrated. I actually drink water before a big meal, and it curtails my hunger. So just drinking water somehow gets in there, and it tells the brain you've kind of had something. So I think that was a good point. You briefly said that, and that's easy to do.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that people have to think about, easy and simple things that are effective that they could implement. As I said, eating with your non-dominant hand. And if you're actually having people come over to your house, you can celebrate, if you're going to have like a buffet-style setting, with blue plates. The color blue is a natural appetite suppressant. People don't realize it, but eating on blue plates actually will cause your appetite to decrease. And that we see that every day in the market areas. You think of the fast foods. They're generally orange, yellow, and red marketing, and those are appetite enhancers. Blue is a calming, and it's going to have less likely for a person to overeat. Also, too, if you are hosting, you should serve on smaller plates. And always do your best if you're in a buffet situation or walking around at maybe a holiday party, is to always stay on your feet and choose a napkin over a plate. You're less likely to pick up a lot in your hand as opposed to if you would on a larger plate, and avoid sitting. Sitting, in a sense, you could put two or three plates, one or two drinks, and you're more likely to indulge in seated conversations as opposed to standing.
That is great advice,
great
Jay.
Stuff.
Thank you so much. Thanks for helping us get fit and healthy through the holidays. To learn more about Jay Cardiello or purchase his book, Cardio Core 4x4 Fitness, go to cardiellofitness.com. He also has DVDs, meal plans, recipes available to help you get healthy and into shape. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.